Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of Experimental Homesteader Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Sherry Ann Richardson, and today's show is all about winter gardening basics. And I don't know how many of you have ever gardened in the winter, or maybe you just think you'd like to try winter gardening. Well, there really are a lot of plants you can grow, vegetables, flowers, herbs. And we're going to talk about some of the plants that you can grow today, as well as some of the basics of keeping those plants alive, especially if you live in a cold climate like I do. I live in Indiana, which is a zone 5-6. And so we get snow, we get freezing temperatures. Sometimes we have prolonged freezing temperatures here. And as some of you know, I'm the co-author of the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Year-Round Gardening. And I also have a blog on called The Experimental Homesteader at experimentalhomesteader.com. And in addition, while you're listening to the show today, if some of you would like to see the goats and the sheep that live on our farm, we are streaming live on ustream.tv/channel/experimental-homesteader. And I don't know which one of the goats or sheep might show up on camera. Right now I can see Sugar in the corner. She's eating some hay or some grass, or I'm not sure what she's got, but you can see her chewing. So you might want to swing over there and check that out. Our guest call-in line is 347-215-8604. And I do welcome callers to call in if you've got questions or comments. Okay, so some of the cold hardy culinary herbs that you can grow in the winter are chives, garlic, parsley, sage, and thyme. And if you have these in your garden, you may notice that they are still alive, even though, at least here in Indiana, we've had snow, we've had freezing temperatures, we've had frost. Now, if you think about this, if you put these plants inside of a cold frame or a tunnel house, and a cold frame really is nothing more than a four-sided box that's covered in plastic. That's really all it is. And the sides can even be made of wood if you prefer, as long as the top is plastic or glass or plexiglass so that light can get in. And then you can keep these going all winter long and harvest them as you need them. Some cold, hardy, leafy greens, and I do recommend growing these inside of a cold frame or tunnel house, would be arugula, brassica, endive, lettuce, mazunza, mustard, and Swiss chard. I've had really good luck with lettuce. I have also done spinach here. I've done peas into December. You want to make sure you get the snow peas that are used to the cooler temperatures, and you want to make sure you get those planted early in August, because if you don't, they may not make it. It just depends on what your temperatures end up being inside of your cold frame or your tunnel house. Another thing that you can do is mulch the roots a little bit with, say, straw, or you could use wood mulch if you wanted. You need to pay attention when you do this and keep an eye out for mice, because they will come in to your we're having a few technical difficulties here, so I'm sorry if I seem a little bit distracted. They will come into your tunnel house, and they will try to root down in the bedding. And if they're hungry enough, they may attempt to eat some of your plants. So again, do keep an eye out for this. Some leafy greens that can survive brief exposure to sub-freezing temperatures include bok choy, sometimes known as pak choy, scallions, and, as I said, spinach. If you prefer to grow the root vegetables during the winter, some cold temperature root vegetables include your beets, your onions, rutabaga, carrots, potatoes, turnips, leeks, and radishes. And while we're talking about potatoes, I just want to tell you that I don't plant my potatoes until sometime between the last week of November and the end of December. And I do pre-dig my hole just in case the ground is frozen and I'm not able to dig the hole. And I dig it 12 inches deep. I fill the bottom 4 inches with bits of hay, bits of straw, leaves that I've collected from the yard, bits of grass that I've kept, maybe a little bit of compost, but not too much because you mainly want the drier materials, the grassier type of materials. And then, of course, I pre-sprout my potatoes in the house just like you would in the spring. I lay those on the grassy material, and then I cover it with 4 more inches of the same type of material. And then I top that off with either compost or soil. But you only want to put enough compost or soil to cover the other materials that you put down. You just want it barely covered. Sometimes I put a cold frame over the potatoes and sometimes I don't. It just depends on if I have an extra cold frame laying around that I can use. And here in Indiana, I will get potatoes from this by the end of May or the beginning of June. This clears them out of the garden and gives me plenty of time to put in peppers or eggplants or tomatoes or whatever summer crop that I want to put in place of where those potatoes were. This is especially a good idea if you're working with a small garden and you think, oh, I don't have room to grow those potatoes in the summertime. Choose varieties of these plants that are faster maturing. You want to make sure you get them in the ground when there is still enough warmth for them to germinate and grow. Because what's going to happen is, as the temperatures get colder, the plants are going to go into kind of an animated state. They're not really going to grow, so you want to make sure they're at their mature size, but they're going to sit there. And if you go out in the morning and you look inside of your cold frame or your tunnel house, you're going to see that these plants are wilted and they look kind of dead. They look just like they'd look if they were outside and frost got on them. So you should not go to the cold frame or the tunnel house in the morning. Wait until sometime between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the afternoon when it's warm and go out to the tunnel house, open it up, and you will see those same plants that looked horrible that morning have perked up, they're alive, they're healthy, and they're harvestable. And again, this is the Experimental Homesteader Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Sherry Ann Richardson. My website is experimentalhomesteader.com, and that is experimentalhomesteader.com. And while we're talking about my website, I'd like to take a minute to tell you some of the new posts that have gone up this week, if you haven't been over there, and to also invite you to our Twitter chat on Thursday night. So if you haven't been over to the site this week, and we do have a mobile site for the iPhone and the iPad users and the other mobile devices that are out there, we've had a post on goat hoof trimming. I've had a lot of requests for this post, and so I finally got it up. I also have a post about those new egg wipes that you may have seen. We have a beautiful polymer clay butterfly Christmas ornament step-by-step post that is up, and you have to see this ornament. It is absolutely gorgeous. If you're looking for another craft idea that's good to maybe do with the kids, we have marbling paper with shaving cream. And again, this is another step-by-step. We have a peppermint cake recipe that is very popular, and also a hot chocolate with homemade marshmallows recipe. And we tell you how to make marshmallows using items out of your kitchen cabinets, and also how to make them from scratch using marshmallow root. Our favorite homemade photo day, our favorite homemade meals photo day, of course, was on the 18th, and that's where you're welcome to come and share some of your photos. Our food preservation photo day was on the 26th. We have recipes for orange, cranberry vinegar, and marinade. I have a blog post about November 24th in the Indiana Garden and growing lettuce indoors. Also, the value of marketing and information on some of the upcoming website changes. Of course, there's information about the GoTV live stream. And as I mentioned, we are having a Twitter chat. The Homestead Chat is beginning again, starting on Thursday night. And this week's episode is going to be Spice Up Your Holiday Fare with Herbs. So I invite you to come over to tweetchat.com. Log into your Twitter chat. It's 7 p.m. on Thursday night. And talk with us about spicing up your holiday fare with herbs. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, and back to the winter garden. Did you know that lettuce is a native of the upper latitudes of Northern Europe? And this is why it does so well. So what you're looking for, again, are vegetables or plants that come from the colder parts of the world. Now, we've talked a little bit about vegetables, but what about flowers? What can you grow in your winter garden that isn't going to need a cold frame, is going to bloom and provide color, and survive most of the winter? Well, one thing I have right off of my deck in a window box are pansies. Now, I know you're saying, oh, those are an annual, and will they really make it through the winter? And yes, they do. Now, depending on how cold it gets, they may appear to die back. But as soon as spring comes, those little pansies are going to perk back up, and they're going to send out flowers. Right now, my pansies are still producing blooms. I expect them to produce blooms through December. January may be another story, depending on how cold it gets. But like I said, they'll come back come spring. So there, I've taken care of my fall season, my winter season, and my spring season in my window boxes, and I don't have to change them out until the pansies fade, and that'll be coming towards summer. Another must-have in the flower garden, especially if you're in a cold climate like I am, are hellebores. There are many different varieties, and when you're choosing your hellebores, don't just look at flower color or form. Look at the description. Find out when they bloom. Choose a variety, because let me tell you, these beauties, there are varieties that start blooming in November. There are varieties that bloom in December, January, February, March, and right on through sometimes until the end of May or the beginning of June. So you want to pick a variety of hellebores, so that you have blooms nonstop all winter long. You want to remember that it can take between 3 to 8 years for your hellebores to really put on a show. Now, that's not to say that they won't bloom before then, but that's to say before they really start growing, taking over the garden, dropping seed, producing babies, and really starting to create the display that you want. The exception to this would be if you plant them really thick, but I suggest you don't do that because when they start dropping seeds, you're going to be transplanting hellebores. Okay, another must-have for the winter garden in cold climates are witch hazels. Again, these are very slow-growing trees or bushes, if you will, but they also bloom December, January, February, sometimes November, March, April. Depends on the variety again. The little confetti-like flowers, and they are little flowers, but imagine this on a huge tree. It's going to create an effect. They come in yellows. They come in oranges. They come in reds. So again, you can get a lot of variety of color by choosing three or four different types. You can get a long bloom season. Not a fast grower. So if that's what you're looking for, then I would avoid the witch hazels. But if you want something that's slow growing and produces color, get them in your garden. Another winter favorite is holly. You know, if you're going to do any type of natural decorating, any type of flower arrangements during the winter, you want to get some hollies in your garden. One male will pollinate several females. But many of these plants are large, and so you need to give them room to grow and produce. My hollies have not been fast growing here, but they have produced berries reliably every year. Other plants that are still hanging on in the garden and will hang on for several more months are the lungworts. They're one of the first flowers in spring to bloom. They keep their color for quite a while through the winter. And I like to use them as edging plants in the garden because they are so colorful. Of course, we're talking shade gardening here, but the same thing with the hellebores. So there really is a lot of things that you can do. And you may be wondering, you know, what else can you do? What can you do to maybe prolong some of those ornamental plants in your garden that you're not quite ready to let go? Well, one thing that you can do is buy yourself some row cover. Now, sometimes local stores will have it. You can definitely get it from Johnny's Seeds online. And you can go out and you can spread this row cover over your plants in the late evening, as right before the sun goes down, and use tomato cages or something to hold it. Use some clothespins to clip it to the tomato cages, and this will protect your plants from light frost. You can go out the following morning and take it off, and this can kind of help extend, again, depending on how cold your temperatures actually are. There are a lot of plants that just don't lose their leaves that quick. Some of the magnolias, I still have some magnolias out there that still have leaves. And I also have some that are defoliated. So it just really depends on the variety and where you have them planted. Some of mine are under larger trees. And the reason I did this is because by the time the young trees grow, the larger trees may be needing to be removed. So I will have something to take that large tree's place so I'm not losing everything, especially my shade plants. So again, look around your neighborhood and see what's out there. Small cold frames. I've had some cold frames that, like little umbrellas, you just shove them in the ground after you pop them up, and they're going to protect your plants. If you're dealing with cold hardy tropicals, and some of you are, you may have Christmas lights strung around them to help keep them warm. You may have used some pine needle mulch, 3, 4, 6 inches thick, to help protect those root systems. And of course, you would have those under a cold frame. So there really is a lot of things that you can do to keep your garden going into winter. And again, this is the Experimental Homesteader Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Sherry Ann Richardson. Our guest call-in line is 347-215-8604. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what is still growing in your garden. And I want to talk about some other ornamentals that may provide some winter interest. Your azaleas and your rhododendrons. Of course, you know you need acidic soil for these. Sometimes boxwoods, a lot of people use those as edgings in their garden. Some of the viburnums, especially leatherleaf viburnum. The unanimuses and the winter barberries. And evergreens. If you have room for evergreens, do plant them. Don't choose just the plain green ones. Look for some with the ornamental pine cones. I have seen purple pine cones. I have seen red pine cones. These are not dyed. These are naturally produced on specific varieties of evergreens. Another thing to look for are variegated evergreens. Some of them have white variegation. Some of them have a yellow or gold variegation. Look for plants that have interest in the foliage when you're looking at evergreens, because this is going to help light up the winter garden. Some plants for shape in the garden. If you're just looking for plants that are going to defoliate but still hold an interesting shape, Japanese maple, the corkscrew willow, the Harry Lauder's walking stick, possibly the red or yellow twig dogwoods, and some of the paper bark cherries. Crepe myrtle, paper bark maple, and river birch. And to take your winter garden on into the spring, don't forget about crocus and snowdrops. Snowdrops are one of the earliest blooming bulbs, often blooming when there's still snow on the ground. The same thing with crocus. And speaking of crocus, you may get a few fall blooming crocus as well that may bloom right into early November. So there are ways to transition this winter garden from summer and fall into winter, and then from winter back into spring. Another thing that you can do with some of these cold hardy vegetables that we talked about, maybe you don't want to grow a winter garden, although I'm telling you it is so easy, you should definitely try it. You can plant seeds in the wintertime. I've done peas, I've done lettuce, spinach, radish. I put those in the ground in the wintertime. I have found that I either need to use row cover or a cold frame to cover them up with, because if I don't, either the chickens or the birds are going to get out there and eat them. So you do want to protect your seeds, but those seeds will germinate as soon as that ground temperature warms up enough, and they will start growing. And you won't be as busy in the spring planting your spring vegetables, because those seeds are already going to be in the ground. So you're going to have time to concentrate on your seedlings indoors that you're getting ready for your summer garden. And three other crops to talk about for the winter garden. Jerusalem artichokes, also known as sunchokes, also known as the chocolate-scented sunflower. Those are best. They're tubers that go in the ground, and they are best after frost has hit them and sweetened them a little bit. But be careful with this plant, because it can become invasive and it is very difficult to dig out. Trust me on that one. Once it's established, it's there. Brussels sprouts and kale. Neither one of those two need a cold frame unless you want to try to get them past January, and then I would suggest a cold frame. But at least into the 1st of January, no cold frame. You want to let the frost hit both of those two, because it is going to sweeten them. They are wonderful winter vegetables, and if you haven't tried them in your garden, you definitely should. So that's going to bring this week's episode of the Experimental Homesteader Blog Talk Radio Show to a close. Again, I was your host, Sherry Ann Richardson. I hope to see you back here next week, when we will be talking about preserving and using holiday leftovers. And that will be on Tuesday, December 4th at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, just like today. Until then, I hope you all have a good week. I hope to see you Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on the Tweet Chat, Homestead Chat. And that's just hashtag Homestead Chat at tweetchat.com, where we will be talking about, let's see, I know it's using spices in your garden, or using spices to, yes, there we go. I know, spice up your holiday fare with herbs. I knew we was using herbs for the holiday fare, I just couldn't get it quite right there. So thank you for listening in, and I look forward to talking with you all again next week.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. GEICO has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting GEICO.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.